Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. It's about 10 seconds past noon on July 26th. It's a Monday. Happy Monday to you. Midsummer, as we start to head into August already. Some schools will be going back next week, for goodness sakes. It's just, wow, hard to believe. Down south and out west, they go back in early August. So we wish them well, and they're going to love listening to this show. Okay, and you will too. Anybody who's involved in education is going to love what we're going to talk about today. I've got Aaron Sue here. Aaron is the CEO and co-founder of Clear Mask, and it's at theclearmask.com, theclearmask.com. And I just want you to go over there and see what we're doing. This is a clear face mask, and I have to say I love this product, all right, because it allows us to see the kids' faces, and it allows the kids to see your faces while protecting us from the virus and the other things that are flying around the classroom as usual. I think it's just great, and we've got Aaron here. I'm going to bring him on in a few minutes again. He's CEO and co-founder at Clear Mask, and we're going to talk about how it all got started, how they're working with education, et cetera, et cetera. And as I say, it is a wonderful product. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We're over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Our magazine is over there. It's a wonderful online journal. You'll love it. It's called Equity and Access. So many thousands of people read it already. Join in the fun. It's just great. It's all about equity and access, pre-K-12. All right, that's what our consortium's all about. All of our podcasts are over there again. Check it all out at ace-ed.org. And without further ado, let me bring on, well, that rhymes, Mr. Sue. Aaron, hello. I'm Larry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Where are you calling from? Where are you?
I'm actually calling from San Francisco. I grew up in the Bay Area, so it's been nice to be back here. But the company is based in Baltimore.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's in Baltimore?
That's right.
Wow. Live and learn. I didn't know that. I'm up here in Maine, but I know Baltimore quite well. So when you're there, do you get crab cakes?
Oh, yeah. Crab cakes, seafood. A lot of great stuff in Baltimore.
It really is. And how's the weather in San Fran today? Heat waves, all that sort of stuff.
It's always pretty good. Yeah, no heat waves here in San Francisco, but definitely on the West Coast it's been some interesting weather, to say the least. But so far we've been spared here.
Good. I'm glad. And I wish you guys the very best. That's one of my favorites. Actually, it's one of everybody's favorite cities. It's an awful lot of fun.
Right.
Okay. And, yeah, and I just hope everything stays good out there. And I don't know when. I guess schools start there in September, don't they? I don't know when they start in California. Do you know?
Yeah, sometime late August, September, usually around
there. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, it's all good. And hopefully, I just want to say it again, I love this product for schools. I just love this product.
Thank you so much.
You know, we talk about here, we talk about ed tech and equity and all these heavy issues, and your product, Clear Mask, again, it's theclearmask.com, is so obviously perfect for what we need, okay? And it's literally a clear mask that allows people to enjoy seeing each other's faces again. And, wow, so I'm going to just get right into it. Aaron, my friend, my new best friend, talk to me how Clear Mask got started. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's such a simple and obvious solution, right? And it's crazy that it took so long for something like this to happen. But we actually started Clear Mask in 2017. So this isn't something that started because of COVID. We had been working on this way before COVID. And it started because one of our co-founders, Alyssa, is deaf. So when she had to have surgery...
Wow.
Yeah, when she had to have surgery, she requested an American Sign Language interpreter because that's her native language, that's what she communicates.
Of course.
And unfortunately, her interpreter never showed up, and that's pretty common for a lot of reasons that we don't have time to get in today. But she was able to get by lip reading and writing notes back and forth in pre-op. But once she got into the surgery room, all the doctors and nurses were wearing masks, and she was completely cut off from communicating with anyone around her in one of the most stressful and scary times of her life. and they were trying to ask their final patient safety questions like, who are you? Which side are we operating on? What drugs are you allergic to? What's your blood type? All of these questions that they have to ask, they're mandated to by law because mistakes have been made before. And miscommunication is, you know, one of the leading causes of death in hospitals. But other than that, they were also trying to position her. You know, they're trying to put in IVs, blood pressure cuffs, telling her what to do. And eventually they stopped trying to communicate and just treated her like a doll. And, you know, the last thing she remembered asking was at least asking the doctor to let her know before they were going to put her under. And they didn't even do that. And, you know, that kind of panic you feel when you start feeling things kind of slipping away. And when she told me that story, I thought that should never happen to anyone. Right.
Wow.
And so at least
we should
see if we can find.
That's a terrible
right.
story.
And it's
good, like the pandemic. Something good came out of something terrible. What a terrible story.
Right.
Jeez, nobody's not
right.
going to go through
and,
that. Surgery's
and
bad.
Nobody
enough.
Should. Exactly. And it's just, you know, losing that sense of self and autonomy and humanity. You know, I can't imagine what that's like, but that's reality for a lot of people. And so when she told me that, you know, I thought, we got to do something about this. And so I thought, you know, let's see if we can find a transparent mask that you can bring in. So at least, you know, in the future, if this happens again, you can try lip reading and have some sense of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked online, and there was nothing. Transparent masks had not been invented yet.
By the
and
way,
so,
folks,
you know,
not anymore, theclearmask.com, theclearmask.com. Go ahead. Yeah, anyway, good.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were both kind of awestruck by that. And I was actually in the middle of applying to medical school at that time. And, you know, I thought, someone needs to do something about this. And we can, right? There's always this kind of sense of, well, someone will figure it out, you know. It'll happen. But it's been so long and it's so obvious, and yet it hadn't happened yet. Someone needed to just do something. So I withdrew from medical school and started working on developing, you know, the world's first transparent surgical mask.
Wait, did
and
you
the
say
more
you left
research,
medical school or you continued in medical school?
I withdrew. I withdrew from medical school.
I'm going to call you doctor anyway. I'm going to call you doctor anyway.
No degree. Didn't even start. So, you know, pretty much just an
Don't
average
be there
Joe
if you
from the
go
street.
Back. Don't worry about it. Now you're an entrepreneur anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Please continue. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and so we started, you know, doing some more research, talking to more people about it. And the more people we talked to, the more use cases came popping up, you know, and not just in healthcare, but, you know, everywhere, and not just for the deaf and hard of hearing. We started hearing stories from children, from older people, from those with hearing loss that may be acquired from, you know, military, firefighters, et cetera. And, you know, the more we talked to people, the more we realized nonverbal communication is innate to human beings, right? It's fundamental to how we communicate and connect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was at that moment we realized this is something that really needs to happen. And that was, you know, how we started.
And this is 2017, 2018?
2017. We incorporated the company September 1st, 2017.
Well, there you go. Congratulations. And when, and I love it. And when I was talking to your folks about all this, as we were getting this all planned out, the medical use, okay, to me, it's quite obvious. You can go into those details even further if you want. But when they explained to me that they're getting calls from school districts, I mean, I just love this, okay, to bring it into education. To me, it's again, you mentioned the word. I'm going to use it again, obvious, okay? It's such a – and you would think there would be 4,000 manufacturers of this thing, okay? And they've been around since 1942 or something, okay? And this is just amazing. So talk about how it's – go into the education side of it, because we're talking to superintendents, teachers, all those titles in between, okay, about about how they're going back to school, et cetera. And you mentioned, you know, like I said, a lot of schools in the South are going back right now. Okay, some in Vegas and those areas go back right now. 30 days from now, they're all going to be starting pretty much. Okay, and they're going to love this. I mean, this is just great. So how'd you get into the education side? Who gave you that brilliant idea, which, by the way, is one?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah,
and it was really just keeping our ears open, right, and kind of listening to the customers. And we started seeing this pattern. And it made sense, right, because you had talked about kind of how it's important for the teachers to see the kids' face and for the kids to
of
see
course.
The teacher's face.
And vice versa.
And,
vice
you know,
versa, I might add.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But the other part is also for the kids to see each other's face, right? Because
yeah.
one of the things
yeah.
we had learned from listening to our customers, and that's one thing we try to do a lot, is, you know, we're not experts in this. So we rely a lot on listening and being, you know, open to feedback. And one of the things we learned is, you know, school is not just about learning, you know, educational material, right? A big part of school and education is also social and emotional education.
Absolutely.
Especially for younger children.
Absolutely.
And when you wear a mask, it removes the accessibility of that social and emotional learning, right? It removes the ability for us to kind of learn at a young age, how do we interact with our peers? How do we read body language? You know, how do we know when someone says they're fine, but their face says they're not? You know, those kinds of things are critically important, and we learn it in school. And so if we don't have that, you know, we're missing something that's not just about our ABCs or, you know, English or, you know, what have you. But another part of that is also for those that need nonverbal communication to supplement understanding, right? And obviously
right,
the deaf
right.
is part of hearing.
Right.
But there are so many more. And all of those people really need clear masks to help, you know, whether it's equal access or those with autism, those that don't speak English as their first language or are learning English. You know,
oh,
all
so,
of these things.
I didn't even think of
right.
that. That's so obvious.
Right.
I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. Yep.
Right. And the more we started learning, and one of the things we do is we try and call every single school. We want to know, what are you using this for so that we can better understand how it's helpful and get the word out there? Because I think the biggest issue is, unfortunately, not a lot of people know about the clear mask yet. And we've been
exactly.
trying hard.
Exactly.
To get the word out, because I think once you see it, it's like, oh, duh, you know, this
exactly.
is going to be helpful, but you can't
exactly.
do that until you know about it. And so a big part of our mission has been to get the word out, not for ourselves, right? Because we didn't start this company. None of us thought we would ever become entrepreneurs, right? We started this company because it was the right thing to do and no one had done it yet. And our mission really is to get the clear mask out there to the people that need it. Because we've been through that need, you know, our founder has that lived experience. And so it's really just getting the word out, and the product speaks for itself.
It does. When an educator sees this in this day and age, they will move on it. Okay. And you know, others will too, medical, wherever you want to go with that, on the factory floor. I mean, we could go anywhere. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so obvious,
it's
but
universal.
In our world, yeah, it is. But in our world, I keep using the word obvious, okay? But in our world, okay, there, and you said it great, there is with any world, but we're working with children, and they have to be able to feel comfortable. And just seeing someone's eyes won't do it. And I'll tell you, I have I'm sure everybody else has this too. I usually, when I walk by somebody or whatever, I smile, okay, just to acknowledge them in some way. But when you're wearing a mask, okay, they can't even see a smile, all right? And you lose that little piece of humanity, so to speak. But with this, they can. And my question is, and by the way, I wrote this as a full-face mask. It is not. It's a mask that sits on your nose, covers your mouth and chin, okay, and ties around your ears, obviously. Again, it's theclearmask.com, okay? Put that "the" in there. Otherwise, you're going to get a car wax, right? You've seen
right.
that. Right?
That's
yeah.
right. Yep.
TheClearMask.com. All right. Just so everybody knows that. But are these reusable? Because, you know, the masks we use now, okay, that's the standard run-of-the-mill mask. Okay, you wear it for a couple of days if you're like me, and then eventually it wears out and you kind of toss it. What's the word on clear mask?
Yeah, it's a good question, and it really goes back to kind of the FDA regulations, because surgical masks are medical devices, right? And they're actually a class two, and so, you know, there are different classes.
I didn't know that.
And it's actually pretty high up there. Yeah, so surgical masks are kind of, they're pretty heavily regulated, and I'm happy to say the clear mask is the only transparent mask that is cleared by the FDA, but also recommended by the CDC. Yeah, we're explicitly listed on the CDC website. And, you know, we spent a lot of time making sure that the clear mask would be safe and effective, because it's important to us, right? It's not it's a requirement. There's, you know, there's the hard stop. It has to be safe. It has to be effective. And we've done the clinical studies and the lab tests and all those things that we have to the FDA to receive that. And, you know, a lot of other companies don't necessarily have that. But to get back to the question is, when we submitted to the FDA, we knew that the FDA had never approved a reusable mask, right? There's a lot of testing and data you have to do to show that it's safe. But another part of it is, because of COVID, the FDA has kind of issued EUAs that relax a lot of these restrictions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are reusing masks, and whether or not technically that's what's on the FDA submission of what's called indication for use, you know, people are still doing it. And so I'd say, you know, we explicitly can't allow it, because that's not what we submitted to the FDA, but we know that practically people are doing it. And it still works, right? And without getting too much into science and kind of the nitty-gritty, you know, the mask is going to be protective for quite a while.
That's excellent. And the plastic, I'm just curious about this. You know, I'm on the website. I'm going to keep saying this, lookclearmask.com. All right. I you see people wearing it, and again, it just makes so much sense. How did you develop the right, I'll say, thickness of the plastic or the right material? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an engineering feat right there, if you ask me. Well, yeah, talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how do you
The first thing we did, we did over 500 prototypes and brought those 500 prototypes. Iterations, just iteration upon iteration, small improvements here, there, everywhere, and just kept talking to people. You know, wear this. How does it feel? What would you change? Do you like it? What do you not like about it? All these different things. You know, is this plastic better than that plastic? Is this plastic too thin? Does it warp? You know, is the anti-fog up to snuff? Is it comfortable to wear? Can you breathe in it? You know, all of these things. We spent 2 years developing this, because it was important for us to develop something that people would want to wear. Because if people didn't wear it, you know, it's pointless, right? Because the beneficiary is not the wearer.
Exactly, obviously.
Right? The beneficiary are the people around them. So if no one wants to wear it, no one's going to benefit from it. So it was a lot of trial and error and a lot of reaching out to experts. You know, thankfully, our chief technology officer has a bachelor's and PhD in biomedical engineering from Hopkins.
Oh, there you go.
The premier biomedical education institution. Right. So it was, you know, a lot of just learning and talking to experts and trial and error and until we felt like we had the best we could do.
Yeah, and as we're talking, I'm thinking here, you know, that's right, it's plastic. So how do you get you said this word before, the breathability in there. People have to be assured that they're not going to be gasping for breath, that this is a comfortable thing to wear. How's that happen? Plastic, how's that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, it is part of kind of the secret of our design, so I don't want to divulge
too much. Don't give me the details, but it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just about airflow, right? And so if you think about how we breathe, there's a lot of positive pressure and negative pressure, and one of the main issues with standard surgical masks is there's no airflow. It kind of just sits in front of your mouth, and there's no recirculation of air. So we devised kind of a design so that there would be a little bit more airflow, and that kind of allowed more fresh air to come in. And it really makes, even just a little bit of fresh air makes that much of a difference. But really that's the crux of it, is designing it so that air would actually be able to have some flow.
It's Aaron, it's absolutely, well, your name is Aaron. It's got air in it. So I just realized that. Right. So obviously you've got this right. Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Nobody ever used that joke with you before? I just thought.
No, that's
nobody?
Actually a first. And I am genuine when
use
I say
that
no one has ever. I'm going to store that away somewhere. Thank you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please.
Larry.
It's a good one. Okay. My name is Aaron. Obviously there's air. Obviously there's air
yeah.
in it. Right. So we're in good
shape. That's my name.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
my name is Aaron.
How dare I not do something if my name is on it?
And, you know, I know you're selling this in the school district. I know they're questioning you about it, the good thinking ones. Somebody must have thought of it in a school district somewhere and said, why don't we get a clear mask? And looked it up, and boom, there it was. Okay? And what are you hearing from schools? Okay? Talk to me about that. And I know you are hearing from some. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really what we're hearing is, you know, there's no one really knows what's going to happen, right? I think,
yeah.
And that's the truth, is this situation is changing so quickly and it's so fluid. There's a lot of kind of hesitancy, right? And some people are thinking, you know, maybe masks won't be required, maybe they will, and then there are federal mandates, but also federal, you know, recommendations, and then local statutes, and, you know, it depends on where you're from, right? Some areas are more strict than others. But, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure politically for, you know, certain outcomes, and I don't want to get into that. But, you know, generally the feedback we've gotten is, this is amazing, this is awesome, I want to use this.
It was exactly my reaction.
And then...
It was exactly my reaction.
and I think the most awe-inspiring and kind of feel-good thing for me is when they start recommending it to other people. And then we get a call to say, oh, I saw the clear masks at this school, and you know, we want to order, or we want to try this out. And, you know, the most surprising department, I'd say, in a school, and you know, mostly middle schools and high schools, is actually the performing arts. A lot of the performing arts students have been unable to kind of practice their craft, right? And the clear mask allows them to do that, because a big part of performing arts is the performance. And if you're blocking that, it kind of renders it pointless. So that was something that we didn't expect. But, you know, also the obvious ones that we had listed before in talking to some of our education customers is those with special needs and those that are learning English as a second language.
I love that,
kind of the
ESL
very
side.
Big ticket ones.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought of that, but that is so important, okay, to be able to see that and lip formation and all that sort of thing. I mean, I'm overusing the word. It's so damn obvious. It's unbelievable. Okay, it really is.
I agree.
And I have you just said that you seem to be using it more, maybe because of performing arts, in high schools and middle schools. But it seems to me, knowing what I know about education, I was not an elementary school teacher, but kids are, that's where socialization really begins.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that elementary schools, A, the teachers want to be able to smile at their kids, okay, more so than a history teacher like me. Okay, elementary school teachers are far warmer than a math teacher in ninth grade. Okay, no offense to any of those, but you know what I mean. Okay, and to me, in elementary school, okay, it just makes so much sense for these kids, and these kids would be so much happier if they can see their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the smile, it should be an elementary thing too. So, are you doing well with schools?
Yeah, we are, and part of it has been, you know, there's been this lull, I think mostly because, well, school's out for the summer, but also just because, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty on what's going to happen in the coming school year, And a lot of schools are kind of waiting to see what happens, but also waiting for that federal funding. And that's something
well,
that we've
no
heard.
There's no reason to wait.
You know,
I got news for you. Of course, there's still a pandemic out there. Okay?
Right,
it's not as bad,
right.
But that Delta variant is out there. Nobody wants to take a chance. And although a child may not get it, they could bring it home. Okay? You know, it's the
right.
old story. And we want to make sure kids are protected. So, this costs money, but, yeah, it's money well spent. And you know, you said this before, social-emotional learning. All right, that is a huge, huge part of education right now, pre-K through 12. And part of social-emotional learning is interacting with people, your classmates, your teachers, et cetera. Okay? And part of interacting with people is your facial expression. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a key thing. It's not just eyes. It's nose, mouth, attitude, turn of head, et cetera. But you can't see all that, okay, if it's covered with a mask. All right, that's why the bad guys in the movies when they hold up the stage always had the mask over their nose and mouth, okay, with the bandana.
Right.
All right. And
right.
You know, this to me is so important, pre-K through 12. Okay. So are there any other facts school districts need to know, Aaron?
Yes, and I think the most important one is what we've just alluded to. And there's some data to back that up, right? There's studies have shown 55% of how we communicate is nonverbal, right? It's
there
not what we say, it's how we say things. And,
yep.
and it's the majority of how we communicate. And it's especially critical for children because a lot of them don't have that, you know, experience and kind of communicative ability with word. And we see it all the time in hospitals, right? Some of our biggest healthcare customers are in the neonatal ICU and the pediatric ICU. And I've seen it firsthand when, you know, parents come in, doctors, nurses, these kids don't know what's going on and they're scared and they're looking at faces. You see them scanning faces because they need to know how should I feel? What is going on?
Great point. Great point.
And some of them
yep.
even try and reach out and try and take off masks when people are wearing them because they need that to communicate and understand.
I got news for you. The minute I can take off my mask, if I'm in a public place, I do that. And I don't think I'm alone with that. Okay? I mean, the mask mandates differ from state to state and place to place. But the instant I can take it off, I do take it off. Because as I said before, I'd like to have a rational way to have human contact. All right? And,
mm-hmm.
and kids are far more exterior oriented than adults. All right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. We got to get you, okay? I want to get an article on this onto our website and on the magazine, literally an article, okay? I'm going to put you guys in touch with Maya over there. You know we have your ad and all that sort of stuff, okay? And that says a lot. That's in the new issue that will be out this week, everybody, over at ace-ed.org. But I want to keep pushing this, okay? And I'm going to make some calls today or at least send out some emails to some friends of mine who are in deaf schools and also neurodiversity, et cetera, and the ESL
mm-hmm.
business, because I just want to – it's just key stuff. I mean, it's so –
I can't say it enough.
So obvious. It's unbelievable.
Right.
But there's nowhere else to get this. I mean,
thecleermask.com. Right.
You guys really put a lot of work into this. This is amazing.
We tried, you know. And again, I want to stress that we didn't do this to make money, and we never would have predicted COVID, and it really
you're
was,
allowed to
you
make
know.
Money. You're allowed to make money.
Right,
okay.
But it
you're
really
allowed.
Was, you know, doing the right thing. Yep.
Yeah, well, it is
Thank
doing
you.
The right thing, but it's also a great product. That's the way it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on one of your pages, the theclearmask.com/education. It's a page you can go to. And one of the pictures that flashes is a guy who looks like he's in outer space with a satellite. So obviously this will also work, folks, if you go up with Jeff Bezos next time.
Right. We've definitely had some very interesting use cases. We've seen it on TLC. We've seen it with the BBC reporters. The head of the FAA used it during announcements. So did the CEO of Boeing. Everywhere. NASA.
You know, I didn't even think about that, but you're right with TV reporters, obviously. Okay.
Right. Right. And again, it's just universal. And it's why, you know, like you said, why you take your mask off. And we all
do
it, right? And we haven't explicitly recognized it until we had to start wearing masks everywhere. We've all kind of done that thing where we're like, you're talking to someone, you know, whether it's a barista or, you know, you're just out on the street and you kind of have to lean a little bit closer or, you know, you're asking, wait, can you say that again more often when you're trying to talk to someone with a mask? Because it's just, something's just missing.
Right. I agree with you, Aaron. It's the time is now. Is this the best place to go, theclearmask.com? Is that enough to tell them?
Yes. Yep, theclearmask.com. Okay. All the information you need. We have a full FAQ page. You can submit questions on there if you have any. But you can also order right off of our website. You know, use your credit card. We'll ship it right to you. Most of the U.S. will get two-day shipping. We also have overnight if you really need them urgently. A lot of wedding parties have been using them for their weddings.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
It's so
it's
obvious.
One of those things
but
I never
what
would
about
have
kissing
about.
The wait. What about the bride and groom kissing? Are they allowed to take the mask off? Or is there a cutout for their lips for a wedding?
Right. They can at least the bride can at least
like
kind of make that lipstick
thing. That comes
thing.
Out for their lips. That would be actually an idea for wedding party.
You know what? You're giving us new product ideas. Right?
I know.
Thank you.
I wouldn't put a lot of money into that idea, but it is funny enough, right there. You know, the Velcro part that opens up for the lips. Okay, just for wedding.
There
put
you
a
go.
Little heart on it. Put a little heart shaped piece of Velcro.
They're
don't
on
do
something.
That. It's really not the best investment, but it is funny. Okay, don't
right.
do that. All right, so this is really great. Well, continued good fortune with this. We're going to be in touch. I'm going to get the word out a little more on this. Okay, I just think it's fascinating,
thank you so
much. And I think it's perfect. Okay, and like I said at the beginning, I deal with all this high-tech, ed-tech stuff and, you know, everything. And this is the simplest and best thing to come across in sliced bread. Okay, that's simple since the damn pandemic started. And no, you don't have to send out
right.
any sliced bread with it. Okay, and that joke shows how old I am. Nobody talks about sliced bread anymore. All right, so at any rate, but when I was a kid, no, not only kidding, all right? I was going to say we churned our own butter, but we never did, really. Okay. Aaron, thanks a million, man.
It.
This was great.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the kind words.
Me? I just love it. All right, just a great product, and I'll let everybody I know about it, okay?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Aaron. You take care. Enjoy San Francisco. I think of good sushi. Enjoy yourself.
A lot of good things. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Thanks again,
right,
Larry.
Down, all right. Thanks a million, Aaron. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That, everybody, was Aaron Sue, H-S-U, by the way, is his last name, Aaron Sue, who was the CEO and co-founder of Clear Mask. It is at theclearmask.com. And this is the best idea since the pandemic began, and it's, need I say it again, so obvious. Check it out, theclearmask.com. Tell your friends, please, about it, and we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. Aaron, it was a pleasure. Everybody, take care. Be safe.